Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, works for the Rivals Network, BadgerBlitz.com. John McNamara talks Badgers football with us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Johnny Mac, appreciate the time. Spring ball wraps up a couple of weeks ago. Now this is kind of the down period into summer lifting for the Wisconsin Badgers, correct?
It is, and you know, there's a big focus on recruiting right now. Wisconsin had a huge official visit weekend with seven guys on campus this past weekend for their official visits. They landed one kid in the 2020 class, a four-star linebacker from Hawaii, Nick Herbig. So it's a pretty good get for Wisconsin. They also had their summer camp on Sunday. They offered Jackson Acker, a 2021 running back from Verona, and he ended up committing as well. So even though the team is on a break right now, on the recruiting front, Wisconsin's pretty hot.
So where are they now? They've got, what, nine commitments now or 10?
They have nine commitments right now in the 2020 class, and they have two already now in the 2021 class.
In the 2020 class, where are they nationally through these nine commits?
The commitment they just got from Herbig, who's a Rivals 250 kid, four-star linebacker, put them at 26 right now. I could see them kind of finishing in that 26 to 30 range when is all said and done in December.
Who are the big names out there that they still might have a chance at?
Well, this weekend they hosted, you know, a lot of their top targets. I think it starts with Nash Huttmacher. He's a three-star kid from South Dakota, and he's ultimately going to decide between Wisconsin and Nebraska. He's their top defensive tackle on their board right now, and he has been for some time. They also got another four-star kid on campus in Khalil Mullings. He's a linebacker from the East Coast, and he was on campus, like I said, this past weekend. A few other guys, if you look at Diamante Tranium, he's a kid from Ohio. He's a three-star running back, probably the top running back on Wisconsin's board right now. And if you look, in 2 weeks, one of their biggest targets, Kaden Johnson from Minnesota. He's a four-star linebacker as well. He'll take his official visit the weekend of June 21st. So they could still do some damage the rest of this month with a lot of big-time targets still ready to take their official visit.
What are they focusing on? I remember one year they thought they'd try to beef up their offensive line. Are they now targeting certain positions?
You know, really, the biggest need in this class was actually offensive line, and they have five linemen committed right now, and four from inside the state. So I think that was the biggest position of need, and that's been addressed right now. And if you look at what they want to do moving forward, probably one or two more linebackers, really just maybe one defensive back. They're targeting Max Lofi. He's a kid from Colorado. He'll be on campus this upcoming weekend for his official visit. But there's kind of limited spots. The senior class is pretty small. I think there's only nine guys on scholarship right now from the senior class. So, you know, in relation to that, this 2020 class will be relatively small. We're thinking anywhere around from 16 to 18 guys. So I would say they're probably halfway full right now with a few more needs still left out there.
Talking Badgers football with John McNamara here on the Wendy's Big Show.
McNamara, I heard a rumor that you sold that book that I gave you. I'm hoping that's not true. So let's just keep it moving. Hey, I want to talk about something.
LaRoyan.
No, I just, he's my friend. I can just play. I'm just playing.
Being funny?
I'm being funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was trying to retrace my steps there.
Oh, yeah, I think you scared him, LaRoyan.
No, he's my guy. I want to talk about Graham Mertz, man.
Let's talk about Graham Mertz.
All this recruiting and all this top five guys. Hey, stop it. People want to know who's going to be the quarterback, how these guys look. That's, to me, the most important thing coming out of the red and white.
Yeah, I understand, because Florida State's not recruiting that well right now.
Absolutely. Ooh. Hey, facts is facts. Facts is facts. Ooh. Ain't no ooh.
Johnny Mac, one down on you.
How is he wrong? How is he wrong?
Going into the fall, I would imagine that Jack Cohn is going to start with the number one offense, just like he did this spring. And, you know, the guys behind him, Graham Mertz, you know, Chase Wolf, Danny Vandenboom, are kind of all in the mix there. I would imagine that's the way it goes for much of the fall, unless, you know, Mertz really takes some big steps forward. And I think he could. I think it's wide open there. But I do think if right now in the summer you ask me to think who's going to start to be quarterback for Wisconsin when they play South Florida, I'd probably say Jack Cohn right now.
Oh, my goodness.
That's exciting. This goes down to, you know, what Gary was talking about yesterday on the big show, and that is he thinks, well, not that he thinks, he knows, that he's more excited for this Badger football season to start than he is actually for the Packer football season to start. Are you along those same wavelengths?
Well, I think there's more intrigue about the Packers season. You know, new coach and staff, and you know, a lot of new free agents that they signed. But you know, I think, you know, for me, you know, it's always exciting when the Badgers start off. You know, you got a lot of guys that turn on both sides of the ball. You know, you have a question mark at quarterback, and that's going to be talked about now until the opener. But you know, I think there's a lot to like about this team. I think the schedule's a little bit more difficult. They open on the road, which is another big reason why I think Jack Cohn probably starts week one. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see what the expectations were. I would imagine nationally that a lot of the national guys will be down in Wisconsin. But, again, you know, they return a pretty good offensive line. They return a Heisman candidate in Jonathan Taylor. And I think the defense is going to be better. So it'll be interesting to see what Wisconsin can do this season.
I see they've sold out all the undergrad tickets, and this is what, they've done it 27, 30 years in a row now?
Yeah, now they just got to get the guys to actually show up to the game.
He's on fire today.
So what are they doing about that, though? I did hear some rumblings that they were going to try to do something different. There is anything coming on?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the next step. I don't know what school just announced that they were going to do it. Maybe it was Indiana or Purdue or something.
Right.
You know, I think that's the next step, but I think Barry Alvarez kind of squashed that recently. I don't know how much that would help. You know, people have talked about, you know, just the logistics of getting the people into the stadium takes such a long time. You know, I don't have the answer. I don't have a quick fix there. But, you know, I remember when I was a student there, it was kind of first come, first serve. So, you know, when you waited in line days and weeks sometimes for those tickets, then you really wanted to use them. So I don't have the answer there. I think selling alcohol might help. But I don't think it's a huge problem either. It's something that doesn't look great, though, when it's halftime and the student section, you know, not even halfway full.
So what do you think, why aren't they in there then? What's your gut feeling? Because I heard this whole thing about they can't get in, there's a line. What's your gut feeling on why that is a problem there?
Well, I think there's a lot, you know, especially when it's nice out in Madison, you know, there's a lot to do just around the campus. And, you know, there's plenty of places to go eat and drink and be around people and tailgates and stuff like that. So, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I wonder if Barry Alvarez is looking at that and how he's going to remedy that problem. And, you know, I don't think it's a problem just at Wisconsin. I think it's at other schools as well. So, again, I don't have the solution for that. I don't really have any answers for you there. I just know that it's something that, you know, that athletic department is certainly looking at, and they're kind of vetting some options, you know, in terms of just trying to get people into the stadium earlier.
You guys both went to school there. You know exactly what it is. What the issue is.
What's the issue?
It's too fun. The parties are too much fun, man. Too much fun to leave.
If you've ever been there, it is.
Oh,
it is.
I agree.
It is. The tailgating.
You almost forget that you don't have tickets when I walk down there.
You want to thank J-Mac for coming?
John, appreciate the time, brother.
No, you're right.
All right, guys.
Billy, you're right. It is. It's just too much fun.
It's too much fun around
there. People don't even leave the tailgates.
Mm-mm.
And you got folks coming in with, like, big screen TV. I know at my one tailgate, they just stay there.
Chill out.
They don't even go in the game.
They don't even go in.
What's the point?
They got a huge TV there. They watching. Stupid. They watch it on TV.
Just like the NBA doing it now. Toronto people,
you walk to the game, half the people are still
going
to
be there the whole time.
The whole time.
And if you leave in the middle of the third quarter, they haven't moved from where they are yet.
No.
Gary, what was that you say bodies laying out everywhere? What was
it's a
night game.
But if it's a night game, if it's a night game, Lord have mercy.
I went to the Nebraska game this year.
If this is a Saturday night game.
Yeah. When do they start?
Wednesday?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday after class.
Number one party school.
Whoo, Wednesday after class. Because I'm serious. Saturday night games you go to, there will be bodies just laying underneath.
It's like Wando starts the tailgate party on Thursday afternoon.
My wife been to Wando's. He was there last week, 2 weeks ago, signed on.
Bad situation at Wando's. John McNamara joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.